102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 8:23. Real good having comedian Joey Cole in here this morning. Governor's tomorrow night, and just hanging with us today. Brought some nice bacon, egg, cheese, and some yoo-hoos for us.
Playing air guitar. Look at him.
How great is Joe Perry, man? Listen to that.
I know. Sometimes you take it for granted, you know?
Oh, my God. When I did Letterman, I came on to Train Kept a Rolling.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. And Paul Schaefer awesome. And those guys played. They said, what do you want to come on to? You know, Paul Schaefer went, hey, Barbara, what do you want to come on to?
Hey, buddy.
Said, Train Kept a Rolling, but the blast off part when they go, there you go. But when it blasts off, and boom, forget how great Aerosmith is, man.
And that's what you came out to. That's different. Right there, right?
Not that part. Oh, my God, Joe
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Cola.
Oh, that's great.
He's not paying
attention. Isn't that great?
Unbelievable.
And then it slows down, and it goes to that other part where it goes... Dan, 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 dan. Yep. I told him to start it from there.
It's just dirty.
Oh, my God. It is. Dirty
that's exactly
and gritty,
what it is.
And that's the way life is, man. Dirty and gritty, dude.
Joey's anyway. Been hanging with us this morning. What were you? We told you to save it for now so you could tell everybody about it. What's this whole thing about
people? I'm
just
sick of these brazen nose pickers. There's men. Once men hit 60, they don't care about anything at all. They'll pick their nose in front of you. Have you seen these guys? I mean, I've seen people picking their skin. If they get sunburned, you got it on the nose or whatever.
Right.
But there's That's men fun. That I know, I mean, close men in my life, that as they're talking to you, they're picking their nose. And I feel like going, you know you're picking your nose, right? Right in front of me, you're picking your nose. Like, why don't I just wipe my ass in front of you? How about that? How about you pick your nose, I'll wipe my ass, we'll fart on each other. How about that? Forget even talking. Let's just do a bunch of bodily
bodily functions and the weird things. Yeah.
Let's just do that. You know, and
do they look at it?
Some look at it, but not really.
If they come out with a prize, do they look at it and pat themselves on the back?
I know what it is. It's the bat in the cave. It's a little annoying. You want to get it out. But, you know, you got to think to yourself, think two steps ahead. Okay, I'm talking to this guy now. Maybe in 2 seconds, he'll turn his head, or I'll be somewhere else where I can maybe take care of this. But they don't even care. They're brazen about it now. They're just like brazen. I'm looking right at you, picking my nose.
And then how about 5 minutes later, like, okay, Joey, we got to go. See you later. And they go to shake your hand.
Shake your hand
Same
right
hands.
After that. Yeah. You know, your nose is a filter. That's why it's got the hair in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, there's another thing. You clip your nose hairs, you guys. This is like a public service announcement. That's what I'm doing, all right? How do you Cro-Magnon, no mirror, don't you look in the mirror in the morning before you leave the house and go, yeah, maybe that nose hair that's sticking 4 feet out of my brain, it's almost touching people like you got an antenna sticking out of your face. Why can't you get a thing and just cut it?
I got
just
one of those little ones you turn it. It's a little motor and it's a little thing and it goes like in your nose. And it goes ears and all that stuff.
Because
that's the one that gets me is the ears. I'm standing next to a guy and I go talk to him like, oh my God, his black hair is all up and down the side of his ear and in his ear.
Mine grows
straight
out.
How do you not see
out?
That?
Mine thick, like a bird can land on mine if I don't get it. Thick, you know
like
what I mean?
A little branch.
Yeah. My ass hair is out of control. I know it is.
Wait, how do we get to that?
Everybody's got ass hair. You got ass hair, dude. JP, look at me. You know how you tell? When you get a dingleberry, it's round like
mine
a barrel.
Mine may have been waxed.
Mine might have been waxed, braided. When I got up the other day, I looked like my ass rolled a joint. That's what it looked like. I was like, that's not a dingleberry. It's a kayak. What the hell happened? And what do you do? I'm not going to no European spa to get that taken off.
Like
what am I going to do?
Have you been? I might have had that done.
Might have? Ted might have drank in the vitamin water.
Right. Remember when I had the Brazilian? I had to get the Brazilian because I lost the bet.
Yeah, yeah.
They did the ass cheeks there.
No, they didn't.
It's a whole part of the deal. And then my wife liked it, so
what
I met her
kind
back.
Of wait a minute, stop. It's too much.
So you continued the waxing, the complete
for
wax.
A little while. Mm. And now everyone's in a blue moon.
Your wife liked it. Mm. That everything on the ass was shaved and everything.
Mm.
You guys put the lights on when you make love?
Sometimes.
How much of you is being seen?
All of me.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. Hey, what about
That's
that,
a
Joey?
Brave like, woman, no, right like there, boy.
Dude, what's the matter? I'm in good shape.
What?
I'm in good shape. I got nothing, no shame in my game.
Anybody want to tell him the truth?
Go ahead. You can tell me whatever you want. She dug it. I kept up with it for a little while, and now every once in a blue moon, I'll go back and get it done.
Really?
Yeah, not the whole thing. Smooth out? Not the whole thing.
Get everything all smoothed out.
I'll get my back done, and then, do my cheeks.
Okay.
Only in bikini season.
And what position are you in when they're doing your cheeks?
I'm on my stomach.
You're on your stomach, laying on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're not like all fours.
This is not going to go my way.
No, it's not.
Can we go to traffic?
No, it's not.
I don't see
this. Talk about the traffic that's by your ass.
I don't see this ending well for me.
What happens? Are you on all fours and open your cheeks?
No.
Because they get in by the area that are you bleaching? You're bleaching.
No.
He's a bleacher. He's a bleacher.
Dude, I will show it. I will put it on your nose right now. It is not bleached. It is not bleached. Right now, I will drop it right on your nose. No. All right.
8:29.
Don't do that, because then I have to get pissed on.
And then I'll go full-blown gladiator.
Then I got to get peed on, because it's like stepping on a sea urchin.
Joey Cola.
Stop picking your nose, everybody, all right? Just do it in the car, like everybody else. Get tinted windows, and you can pick all you want.
Is that. Andrew and JP, comedian Joey Cola, hanging with us.
Hanging out this morning, beautiful Long Island morning. You see that rain yesterday? Oh, my God. All this humidity? My nuts are stuck to JP's leg.
That's weird.
I'm going to kiss you on the lips in a little while.
More with Joey next.
Pick him in with that mustache.
WBAB.
Yeah.
It's been bleached.
Love it.
Long Island's number one rock
station. I'll give you bleached.
Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 8:40, Friday morning. Comedian Joey Cola, Governor's tomorrow night. Hanging with us here.
Yeah, rocking out in the morning. Yeah, baby.
When we talked, we were just talking while the music was playing. We started talking about comedy and comedians. You get excited talking about comedians.
Yeah, I like talking to comedians. Yesterday, I was on the phone for an hour and a half with a young comedian who did just starting out, and they didn't know what to do, and this and that. I did stand-up comedy. I've been doing it for 34 years.
I know.
I've worked with some of the best in the business.
Who's the biggest one you ever worked with? I feel like I'm actually interviewing you now.
Carlin. Carlin saw me somewhere. He called my manager, and I have that bit, that tape, the message he left on my manager's phone.
Cool.
That tape.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then him and I became friends, and we ran bits on the phone and talked. He sent me all his specials. He's like, I'd like to take a look at them. Yeah, so I got them, and then we talked and stuff. He came to see me in Vegas, and then we had a great relationship and everything.
That's
great.
Really cool.
Yeah, I dig him. And I guess some of the older guys.
Did you ever work with the rapist?
What's it? Who? Cosby?
Yeah.
No, never did. Although he gave me tea with something in it one time.
Did he really?
Yeah. No. I never liked Cosby. I never liked him.
No?
That tea, though. The tea was delicious.
Chocolate pudding I like.
It was vanilla pudding. My own special batch of vanilla pudding. Jell-O style in your tea, on your face.
We welcome Bill Cosby to the studio with comedian Joey Cola.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Joey.
He's hiding right behind that thing. He just jumped out from behind that
door. He did.
I put something special in your Yoo-hoo as well.
Wow. And I'm starting to feel a little queasy here.
I bet you are.
Looks like I'm going to have to go to JP's place and get bleached.
Little woozy. Don't get bleached, Dick.
So did you work with Cosby, or did you just not really like his stand-up?
I worked with Joey in the bedroom.
Oh, did you?
I never did stand-up or anything with him. I'm just not a
We just laid down.
What'd you guys do when you laid down, Bill?
We massaged each other. Or at least I massaged him because I gave the dude Quaaludes.
Do you remember the Quaaludes, Joey?
I thought they were Razzles.
Oh, you thought they were Razzles.
That's what I told him. It works every time. That's the trick.
Razzles.
Tricks for tricks. That's what I do.
He promised me
a part. Men, women.
He promised me a part in the Cosby Show. Is that? Remember when I auditioned for the show?
I remember you wanted to be Theo. And I said, you can't do that because you're white, but you're beautiful. Come in my bedroom.
That's right.
You did. First you said it, then you did it.
I have no idea that you had an attraction for me like that.
Your beard and belly are beautiful. And you know Rachel Ray.
Oh, you like Rachel Ray too?
I like Rachel. Ray. She makes the food and you put it in your mouth. And then I stick something else in her mouth. And it's a good chemical attraction.
Hey, easy, Bill. Easy, Bill. She's married. She's married. She's married.
I know. That's what makes it so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Her husband has no idea.
Oh, my God. Well, this is a surprise to have Bill Cosby in the studio.
We're just lucky.
What a recipe.
Oh, my God. Because usually it's Paul Stanley that shows up.
I know.
She cooks in the kitchen and in the bedroom with the Joey and the cola and the Pepsi and the pudding and the Cosby Kids.
One with Joey Cola, and who knows who will pop up next.
I'm going to pull my pants up here.
844, here's Ted.
In Selden, Nichols Road, North End at West Road.